둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from County Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcasts and join me for the story behind the song.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
I'm Leor Phillips, host of This Must Be The Gig. We're a weekly podcast that documents everything about the world of live music. Speaking with choreographers, costume and set designers, the people who run beloved venues and festivals, and, of course, speaking with musicians about that one gig that changed their lives. Get your peek behind the curtain at consequenceofsound.net, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's an audio interview series presented by WFPK, Independent Louisville, at WFPK.org. Consequence of Sound and the Consequence Podcast Network. Do me a favor before we get started and hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening from right now, wherever you get your favorite podcast from, whether that's at iTunes and Apple Podcasts or if you're checking us out on Spotify or YouTube. Hit subscribe there because we put out interviews every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at Consequence of Sound and would love to keep you up to date on all of those. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, you know him as Grasshopper from Mercury Rev. I'll be talking with Sean about Mercury Rev's complete reimagining of Bobby Gentry's The Delta Suite. In fact, they call it Bobby Gentry's The Delta Suite Revisited. The music is completely different from what you know. It's really beautiful, sometimes ethereal, and they have pulled together an amazing cast of vocalists to help them out with this. Nora Jones, Hope Sandoval from Mazzy Star, Carice Van Houten, you know her from Game of Thrones, Marco Price is on here. Phoebe Bridgers, Marissa Nadler, Beth Orton, Lucinda Williams. I mean, it's big. So we'll talk about how the project came together, what it was like working with all this amazing talent, and how they kind of plucked the record from the deep south to, well, it could be your town. We'll also hit on this being the 30th anniversary of Mercury Rev. the project they've got coming up at the Big Ears Festival, performing a live score to Carnival of Souls with another all-star lineup. And we also get to hear a little bit about the progress of their next record, which could be out as early as next year. It's Kyle Meredith with Mercury Rev.
Hello.
Well, let's talk about this. Bobby Gentry's The Delta Suite Revisited. It's a beautiful, beautiful record. It absolutely is. We made it the album of the month here at WFBK over February, and it just sounded fantastic.
Thank you so much. Thanks for that.
It seems like it's Bobby Gentry's time, because the box set came out last year, and I don't know, was this timed up at all? I guess what I'm asking is, why her and why this album and why now?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of like a coincidence, because we started doing this maybe like 3 years ago as an idea, and then we recorded all the music, you know, a couple of years ago. And Jonathan had sang all sort of the guide vocals, and he wanted all these, different female singers to sing on it. So we started contacting, you know, people that we were fans of and people we knew and stuff, all the singers. And but we didn't realize, I mean, then it was coming up to the 50th anniversary of the record, which we didn't even kind of realize that was happening, you know. So then it kind of coincided with it, us finishing it, and it happened to be this anniversary.
Amazing timing. I mean, it couldn't have been better timing. Yeah. So what was the idea then with getting all those different vocals? I mean, specifically, you went with all women on this one, and why was that?
Like, I was trying to get Jonathan, because he sang a bunch of, he sang all of them pretty much as like guide vocals, but then he was pretty adamant that he wanted to keep to the spirit of Bobby Gentry and have female singers do them all, and to bring that kind of feminine aspect to some of the songs. Because it really, some of the songs that are her songs, like Tobacco Road, and they're kind of old standards, but they get a twist by a female singing it. And so, you know, Jonathan wanted that to happen. And I think it, you know, he was right with his intuition that it came out great that way.
Did you know everybody, or was some of these you were just fans of and reached out?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were fans of Hope Sandoval, and we were fans of Lucinda and stuff, but we didn't really know them. And so we just reached out to them. And Jesse, who plays with us, Jesse Chandler, he also plays in Midlake. He knew Nora Jones, and we were kind of old friends with Leticia from Stereo Lab and Beth Orton. So it was kind of like half and half, you know, half of them we knew, and others we were just fans of.
For me, the most surprising one was Carice Van Houten, because, of course, a lot of us know her from Game of Thrones. I wasn't aware that she had a singing career as well. You know, how did she come into the picture for you all?
She, obviously, she's also a singer in her home country in the Netherlands. And we have worked with the guy who produces some of her records, J.B. Myers. And when we were touring, doing Deserter songs kind of acoustically, he was in our band playing along with us, because he's like a multi-instrumentalist. He's great. And so because he had produced her records, we just like asked her, you know, out of the blue, and she wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And that was the amazing thing. Like, all these singers had such a connection to Bobby Gentry that we didn't know we'd get such a response. And then we'd send the song out. And we kind of curated it as like a movie, and picked which singer would go with which song.
Oh, cool.
And then we'd send them the song, and they'd come right back and be like, yes, I want to be involved in this. It's awesome. I love Bobby Gentry, and we love your version of the song. And so it worked out.
I mean, it's a hell of a lineup, you know, these names you're mentioning. It's also worth noting, it's a musical detour too, you know, from the way we know the record in the past. I mean, it doesn't sound like... It doesn't sound like music that you just happened on. I mean, it sounds like you were trying to go for something very specific.
Yeah. I mean, we wanted to go from the angle of it of, like, when Bobby Gentry did it, she recorded, even though it's about the Delta, she recorded a lot of it in L.A. and with some L.A. musicians and, you know, Nashville musicians and stuff. But then there was these cool, weird string arrangements on it. And, you know, it reminded us of some of, like, the Leonard Cohen or the Nico, like Chelsea Girls record. And so we kind of wanted to approach it almost in that way and treat the orchestrations and stuff, because, you know, like, we're not like blues or country players. And so to go that route would have been weird for for us, but we love the album so much, and it has so much depth. It's not just country. There's jazz in there and folk, and like I said, there's almost like psychedelic strings, and so we love that part of the record, and sort of gravitated towards that, and that's like more in our wheelhouse.
Because, I mean, originally this was, as you even mentioned too, it's, you know, a concept album about life in the Deep South, in the Delta. And,
yeah,
you know, to kind of take it out of that context is interesting. But then again, once you take, I don't know, sort of popular context, pop context of the era out, you know, her vision of the South during her childhood was Simple Moments. And I think that's, you know, something that's easy to forget with, you know, all the noise swirling around and everything. But it seems like that would be the jumping off point where you can say these little simple moments ideally could have happened anywhere.
Yes, like a small town. And, you know, we had read, because we live in the Catskills, we've been in the Catskills since we made Deserter songs and Levon Helm, with a lot of musicians, you know, live here and stuff and lived here. You know, when we met Levon, he was like, I love it here because it's an extension of the Appalachian, the Delta. You know, he said geologically that the Delta kind of stretches up all the way down from Mississippi and up to the Appalachians, like up to here as a range of mountains and stuff and landscape that developed. And so that was cool. And he told us that we felt like this weird affinity towards that simple, you know, that's why he's always loved living, moving up here from the South. He said it kind of reminded him of that.
It's interesting. It's something I would never have considered either. Maybe you don't have to, but for what her record was about, it wasn't like a political record, but it was written about a time that was so steep in the politics of the day, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm sure in some ways, I mean, it's, you know, you kind of paint that in whatever shade you're looking back on. But there's, I don't know, do you consider, you know, whether there are any parallels to what's going on now when you're doing a record like that?
We didn't really consciously consider it. But then it's like, as soon as we were doing the songs with the different performers and people were just commenting of how it's kind of like, because we kind of started this in 2014 and then it was going on before. I mean, a lot of this stuff
right.
has been happening, but then with what's been happening in the last like 2 years, it's escalated and things. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely, I think it's resonant. It's resonant now. And Bobby Gentry was such a groundbreaking performer because they let her, you know, which is kind of weird, let her.
Right.
But she produced all her own stuff and picked the studio musicians and wrote the songs. And so she was really steering the ship, which at that time was like, it was groundbreaking. And so, yeah, I think she's a pioneer in that fashion too. So that was another great thing that we loved about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's fair to say that album was completely ahead of its time. It took a lot of people some time to catch up to what she was doing in that.
Agreed.
Yeah, you mentioned Lucinda Williams, and that's where things get a little blurred lines there, because she does Ode to Billy Joe, which wasn't on that record. I mean, it's sort of cheating, right?
It's kind of cheating, but, you know, the first song, Okolona, her bottom band, it's almost the same cadence, and it's just the same chords and stuff as Ode to Billy Joe. And so we thought it was kind of a bookend. And also, there's a lot of she talks about a lot of the same scenery, the Tallahatchie Bridge, mm-hmm. and which are mentioned in the Delta Suite, and it happens in the Delta. And so we kind of, because there was another song on the album, Louisiana Man, which was a cover song that she did on there. And, you know, we just kind of, we wanted to do that song because, I don't know, we thought it fit in. And the other reason, if we had done Louisiana Man and Ode to Billy Joe, it wouldn't have fit on vinyl. So we had to get rid of one of them. And so then we wanted to do that. And I don't know, we thought it made sense.
I mean, if you're going to have someone, by the way, Lucinda, we're talking about one of the all-time greats right there. Perfect fitting for that.
Yes. Yeah, she was great. Yeah. We flew out to L.A. and recorded it with her. She had performed that song through the years a lot anyway with her band. So she's like, you know, I know the song inside out, but I love you guys, you know, take on it, your arrangement. So, you know, she nailed it right away because she knew it, yeah. Knew it by heart.
Now we're huge fans. I've had her on the show several times, and it's a pleasure every single time. It really is.
Yeah, she's great.
This all happens to be the 30th anniversary of the band too, right? 1989?
Pretty much, yep.
Yeah. Is there anything to go along with that this year that you all are looking at?
Not really, because we just, it was the 20th anniversary of Deserters last year, so we did a bunch of stuff around Europe and on the West Coast and stuff. But we're recording a new album and stuff now, but we are playing down at, next month we're playing at Big Ears.
All right, this is the Clear Light Ensemble. You're performing with the live score to Carnival of Souls, right?
Yes, we're doing that. And we're also playing, you know, like a rock, just a Mercury Rev rock set of songs, too. So we're doing two shows down there.
What's the preparation been like for that Carnival of Souls?
A wing and a prayer. No, we've done it. Jonathan and I have done it before, and we do it with different people. It's kind of cool because we have Steve Shelley from Sonic Youth joining us, and Jim Sklavunas from the Bad Seeds playing with us down there, and then we have Mimi Gazy from Hugo Largo, and we have Ben Neal, who plays this mutant trumpet, and Tim Byrne, who plays sax with Bill Frisell and a lot of John Zorn and stuff. So it's going to be pretty cool. We'll rehearse it a couple times before we do it with everybody. But we pick a key and we watch the movie and we have certain cues and Jonathan conducts it. That's a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, and the special moments of Big Ears. It's one of the coolest, most unique festivals I think I've ever been to. I joke with friends who ask me what that one's like. I said, well, you'll go the whole week hearing music and never hear one chorus. And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Don't expect to sing along. So working on the follow-up, too. I mean, I'd love to hear anything about that. Is this early stages, or are you getting further along? Because, I mean, not counting – I don't want to discount this record with the Delta Suite because, you know, it seems like this would be having to, like, write an entire album from scratch in one way because it's so different than the original. But, you know, like, how much does that set you back from working on the next album of originals?
Well, you know, like I said, we had recorded the music a few years ago for that. But I think it was a cool, you know, it's always a good experience doing songs that were already written, but then you're interpreting them again and kind of arranging them. Because you do, you know, you learn things and it's putting together chords and stuff like that you might not do. And so, I don't know, it just helps us change and find different ways of doing things. But so by doing the Bobby Gentry, yeah, we learned a lot. And we're getting along on recording a new album. Maybe next year it'll come out, I hope.
Oh, awesome. Well, I'm always looking forward to the new music, so that's it. That's exciting. I mean, you've made us wait a little bit, you know, between records in the past decade or so. So, you know. Something a little bit faster. I'll take that. Absolutely.
All right. Yeah, I had a couple little boys now. So, you know, I got a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. So that took some time out of your schedule. But hopefully you'll be playing like keyboards in a few years.
I do know, definitely know how that kind of changes the timeline, too. So. Well, cool, man. Sean, thanks so much for taking the time to talk. And again, this record, Bobby Gentry's The Delta Suite Revisited, it's an absolutely beautiful record. I'm so happy you all did it. And thanks again for the talk today.
Thanks for talking with me. It's a great honor. Thank you.
All right, man.
All right, bye.
My thanks to Grasshopper from Mercury Rev, Bobby Gentry's The Delta Suite Revisited. Hey, if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button before you get out of here. And again, you can get us anywhere you get your favorite podcasts from. That includes iTunes and Apple Podcasts, Acast or Podchaser, but also YouTube and Spotify. After that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show every Monday through Thursday from noon to 3 Eastern, where you can also find some bonus episodes of this series. Consequence of Sound has all of your music and film news needs. You can find me at Twitter at Kyle Meredith and Facebook @KyleMeredith. Does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown in the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.